from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You had to make plans.
I'll have the jersey, though.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
Remember you asked me before
you called me on it.
What's his number? yeah.
I know that.
We got some news, practice news.
Okay, give it to us.
You ready for it?
I'm sitting here waiting.
Floyd and McCaffrey at practice, but on the side. And I think they avoided disaster with Leonard Floyd, a sprained knee. That's what they called it. I thought that was weeks.
Oh, that would have been a boy. He wouldn't have been
a D-line depth is everything at Hargrave.
Shanahan wouldn't have been a gangster
No, he needs help.
Yeah. No, Shanahan.
No.
Leonard Floyd gets hurt and misses the first half of the season.
That's on Sorensen.
That's a gangster.
Nicky. That's on Nicky.
No.
What do you mean, no?
Shanahan decides who's playing.
I'll study stop.
You don't think he does?
It's obvious,
well,
though.
Thank you.
You're a D coordinator.
You came in and said Shanahan was a gangster Friday.
Oh, no, he was.
Just playing his guys.
Yeah.
He's the boss. And all I'm saying is, if Leonard Floyd gets hurt for half the season, he's still a gangster? No, he's an idiot.
No, what's...
We'd call him an idiot.
But that's what went into the gangster.
Just be honest.
Yeah, that's what went into me calling Kyle gangster, Stoney.
Right.
He's fed up.
Yeah.
I think he's like, you guys think you stopping something? Ones, get out there, let's go. Most of you.
Yeah. And
I got to give him credit for that. Like, I'll deal with Guru and Stoney second-guessing me or the world.
Well, let me tell you
if
something.
If somebody were to get hurt.
Don't let me detect that Leonard Floyd is dragging that thing.
That's horrible.
Because if he's dragging that thing, then it wasn't a great idea to play Leonard Floyd.
Yeah. Film don't lie, Stoney, because you won't be able to tell.
You know, we just throw numbers around with Brock Purdy. And I'm looking at, right now, I'm looking at quarterback contracts.
This is amazing.
And this is where you and I just
31-11 last year were his numbers on the field.
Right.
Damn.
There's three quarterbacks right now making 55. Trevor Lawrence, Jordan Love, Joe Burrow. You got two at 53, Goff at 53, Herbert at 52, Jackson at 52, Hurts at 51. You got to get all the way down to 45 to get Mahomes. 45 million.
Team player.
And my feeling is I'm not giving Brock Purdy, I'm not letting Brock Purdy reset the market just because the Jacksonville Jaguars did it with Trevor Lawrence or that the Packers did it with Jordan Love.
And can you explain why you wouldn't?
Because if they are higher on their quarterbacks then Kyle is on Purdy, then why would you do that?
All right, so now you specified. But, Stoney, what? Honestly, man, you know, you've been around.
What if he gets hurt this year?
Okay, now that you got me.
Okay,
but
that's why I think
injury away. Don't you think he loves what he's seeing from this dude? And he's made him, so he'll never be F you, I'm doing this or that. He controls him at the line of scrimmage. I know that'll change. I mean, this is a match made in heaven until, like you say, I got to pay you.
I don't necessarily think it's a match made in heaven.
But what would be Purdy's the alternative?
He's off to a really good start.
Right.
But he's only quarterbacked a year and a half. Like, we don't know if he's durable yet. There's a lot of things we still don't know.
But if he gets through this year and they win a playoff game, partner, I think trying to go find somebody that lets you know upstairs, cerebral, that they're he passes all those tests. And again, I get it. It's a big number. But, man, I would sleep better at night if I'm Kyle knowing I done made Mr. Irrelevant into a perennial All-Pro.
See, on all
or
I'm
a Super
saying,
Bowl winner. Forget the All-Pro.
I mean, all I'm saying is, I'll bet you Kyle Shanahan is the kind of coach that would rather have a quarterback he can pay $15 million that he likes a little bit and be loaded all around him than maybe a quarterback that he doesn't believe is worth $60 million, but he just has to do it to do it.
But don't you think – so you think Cincinnati's doing that with Joe Burrow? Like, at some point, Baltimore doing that with Lamar Jackson signing, who hadn't got him to a Super Bowl, at some point that has to change, though.
Well, what if the 49ers don't think Purdy's in those guys' league?
I just don't know how you keep getting to, well, you could say Jimmy Garoppolo, how you keep getting to these plateaus that Purdy's taking you, that Jimmy has too.
There's only one guy who's taken the 49ers to four NFC title games in 5 years and two Super Bowls, and that's Kyle Shanahan. He's the only guy who's done it. Let's go to Grandpa Daddy.
Our man.
What's up, Gramps?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Talk to us, baby.
Waiting. I'll be at the summit if I can, man. God willing.
All right.
When you get up in age like this, you never know.
Yeah, I know. I know. I'm starting to know.
I love you, Steiny. Guru, I love you too, man. But
I love you too,
gotta
baby.
Go with Steiny on this. I gotta go with Steiny, Guru.
What part?
You Purdy. You know, I'm a Purdy fan. I'm a Purdy bandwagon brother, but he needs one. This year will tell us everything about that youngster, if he got it or he doesn't. And I'm going to tell you, ain't nobody worth $60 million a year, man. Not even the President of the United States. Good Lord. It's a lot of money. You know what I'm saying?
I agree with you. This year's big, Grandpa Daddy.
He's got to do it by himself. He got to do it by himself, man, for $60 million a year. But this is the year we're going to find out. And Steiny's right on this, Guru. And I know I love your heart, man. I love your heart, Guru. I wish I had you on my team. Man, you could sell a whole bunch of contracts for me, boy. I tell you.
Well,
look at my guy. Give me a call.
You better not ever have any games on a Thursday.
Wow. And have it smiling.
Oh, cool. We got you.
Yeah, he did.
I'm going to see you guys at the summit.
Thanks, Grandpa.
Steiny, come on now. I'm not saying give it to him now. He's earned it. I'm just saying he's ahead of the field. He would really have to regress. And you know how a regression looks? Is losing number 11. That's why we're so locked in on how this thing is going to play out.
Admit it. You're afraid. You're afraid that if they don't have Ayuk, you're going to realize that Purdy is a guy.
No, I think that's a domino effect. Mm-hmm. Like, that's how highly I think of Brandon Ayuk. I'm not a Purdy stan. I'm just telling you, if Dak were to lose CeeDee Lamb or Metcalf was to leave Geno Smith, you would feel that impact. So it's not – you talked about this offseason has not been good. Nobody can fight that. You can call us and give us all this slop about, oh, it's okay, it'll be fine, we'll be out there before New York, everything's good, goo. No, this is not ideal. But if this thing ends with IU not in uniform, then you've really shot yourself in the foot. Maybe the season.
Unless they win.
And
unless they win.
But but without his services, not getting a receiver back, Steiny.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We gotta just be respectful to BA. It's going to be more difficult offensively.
You would think. But there's also people who can pick up the slack. I'm sorry. You know what? I mean,
were we saying McCaffrey's name when he was running with Carolina and they had diddly squat? No. We forgot about him. Just be careful what you wish for. I'm talking to the Niners brass, man. I would love to know how far
they... If I say you can't pay everybody, then you got decisions to make. And maybe the decision they're making is that we got a damn good receiver in Debo Samuel. We got a great running back in Christian McCaffrey. We still have a great tight end in George Kittle. And even though people get all scared about Pearsall, he's played three full seasons in college, and we think he could hit the ground running.
Okay, so if it, hey, I love what you just said. That's been like that since April. What's taking so long?
They're not paying him.
No, they're not. Michael, you had a chance to trade him if you knew, Viv, like you just said, hey, we're not paying you. We can't pay everybody. That's what's maddening about this whole fiasco is make a decision.
No.
Stand by it.
They don't have to. They don't have to. And all I'm saying is, hey, maybe at the beginning of this summer, they had a deal that was better than anything they had now. And they don't want to, you know, they don't want to come to the podium and say, we've traded Brandon Ayuk for a third round pick and a second rate receiver because everybody knows they had better deals. Maybe they just changed their mind. They're like, you know what? We thought we were going to be able to get him signed, but he's being ridiculous.
Well there's two sides to that. Well, he could have been traded to Pittsburgh, and maybe he didn't want to go.
Maybe not. And maybe they're just saying the hell with it. It's too.
And that's why I guess, 90, both sides are losing to me. There is no winner.
Well, you're using the criteria of team.
Hmm.
And I'll tell you right now
that
Trent Williams and Brandon Ayuk are not thinking team first. Of course they're not. And if they want more money, that's what they're thinking. But let's call it what it is.
Well, a couple hours ago, you could have said that about CeeDee Lamb. He's got a deal now.
Yeah.
So now I can apply that to him, no problem. It's what? About the team.
What do you mean?
He got his chicken. It's about the team now.
Sure.
But he was holding out. Yeah. He was out because he wanted more bread.
Yeah, and are you convinced that there'll be no fallout from CeeDee Lamb not being there?
No, the whole soft tissue thing is real.
All right. So we'll find out what happens when these guys get in here and how they're ready to play and if they don't get hurt or not. That's all. But I mean, I guess the one thing with as it relates to Brock Purdy is, like, I just think the conversation, well, they're going to give him 55. Well, how do we know that? Like, seriously, like, all I'm saying is there's no need to put a number on it. There's no reason to put a number on it because the number could vary widely. And so why would I lock in like that? And that's where Jed York blew it. Why would you guarantee a guy's going to reset the market a year from now when he's still got a lot to prove?
Well,
that's what I don't get.
But that's how you feel, and I appreciate and respect it. But the bottom line is that doesn't supersede what Brock was doing on the field. And that's why I'm a little flabbergasted at you, Steiny. When you look at the 2 years, the short sample size, what'd you say, 27 games?
21 regular season.
Okay. In totality, that you still, like, you got to give them love for not how big you were. You were the reason, 100%, but he was a part of it.
Yeah, part. He's a part.
And assuming that continues.
How many quarterbacks do you pay $55 million to who are the third most important player on offense?
Well, Kirk Cousins comes to mind. He was one, okay?
Well, no, my point is like, okay, it was Cousins and Jefferson. Like, they didn't have a McCaffrey.
Well.
That's all I'm saying is before you pay a guy that much money, let's let him play 17 more games and see how good we are.
Yeah, that's naturally going to happen.
Well, then why do we need to put a number on it now?
Some of the players got mad or not mad personally at Brock, but the owner saying what was the truth is we're ready to reset the market with Brock Purdy. That's coming from we feel damn good. This dude just took us to the NFC Championship. They're like, I'm not caping up for York. That was just giddy talk. He was happy as hell. They've got their quarterback, the Trey Lance. Nobody's talking about that debacle. So I don't think Trent was like,
well, that's
the
other
thing.
This
little dude
that's
from Iowa
thing.
State is about to
that's
reset the market.
Thing.
You got to get in where you fit in.
That's the other thing. Why does nobody want to actually look at some things? They get Garoppolo. They pay him. He's not here anymore. Kyle Shanahan thinks he's found something with Trey Lance. Moves up in the draft. The kid can't play.
Yeah.
But now, I must I must be made to believe that someone who's quarterbacked 21 regular season games for the San Francisco 49ers, that Kyle's in love with him and they're going to pay him $55 or $60 million. I will believe it when I see it. I've seen this guy make a wrong decision about Garoppolo, apparently, because they made him the highest paid quarterback in football. I saw him make a mistake with Trey Lance, thinking he was the quarterback of the future. So, again, I'm just going to wait and see how Purdy plays at the end of this this season, and then they pay him what they pay him.
Now, you did that. That was a great job, seriously. I guess I'm veering away from that, Steining, and just telling you that I feel strongly that Brock Purdy has the goods.
Right, and so Kyle felt strongly that Trey Lance did. And Kyle felt strongly that Garoppolo did.
Yeah, but Trey never had the results on the field.
Exactly, which makes it even worse. That Kyle thought a kid like that, he could mold into a great quarterback. Now, maybe he's learned from those two guys, and he'll say, you know what, I got a bird in the hand with Brock Purdy. I just got to keep this guy.
Well, before they even get to Purdy, we got to figure this Ayuk thing out. Like, if you had to ask him one question, what would you ask his representation?
Who?
Brandon Ayuk. What's your goal?
To get paid.
Well, you had a chance to take 32 in New England.
You don't know
go.
What you're talking about.
No, the reports were out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, they're wrong.
All right.
If I'm the agent, they're wrong. The Pittsburgh Steelers were never giving him 32. Okay, now what?
Well, you guys offered me 26. I want 29.5.
Man, you're not getting it.
Well, trade me.
No. Play for 14.
I'm not risking that.
Okay, see you later.
And that's
we'll
really
win without
where,
you.
And that's really where it's
we
at.
We will win without you.
Well, that's really where it's at on Monday, the 26th of August.
2 weeks before the 2 weeks before the season starts. Let's go to the text line 415. Kyle also made wrong choices with Mullins and Beathard.
All the more reason that he wouldn't just break away from Brock if he brings in another season. I get you on that. We still got to see more. I'm totally on that bus. I just feel like we're going to see, being proactive. That Ayuk is a guy that's catching balls from Brandon in this offense, from Brock. Like, we're going to see pretty much the same thing we saw last year. That's all.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to. I think it's going to look a little different.
Well, you might be right, especially if the 11's in another uniform.
Like, what if they trade Ayuk, okay, and they go 9-8?
I would come down Kyle and John's road more than I would come down any other. They get banged up.
Purdy only plays 12 games, 11 games. They miss the playoffs. Purdy takes a step back. There's no Ayuk.
I'm blaming Lynch and Shanny, Stoney. I mean that.
But how much are you paying Brock then?
That's a great question. I think at that point, Brock can't try to bring the house down, though.
Yeah, I don't know. That's why
because when you come minutes away or OT in a Super Bowl, so you can go in there with your chest out. You saw what I almost did, but I got us there after wrecking my elbow. But if a 9-8 is what you're coming off of, recency bias, Steiny, then, things change.
Exactly. And as Steph Curry said, things change quick. You can go from
somebody
you think's going to be a $55 million quarterback.
Maybe. Look at Jordan Poole. I thought he was going to be, not Steph Curry, I really thought he was going to be a fixture or a part of the Warriors' future. Nobody, you can pick up the phone and call me and say, and they paid him, and look what happened. The dude looked like he can't even play now. I mean, things change.
Exactly. So don't assume Ayuk's going to be on the team. Maybe they're going to trade him because he's become too much of a problem.
Hurry up and do it.
No. They're on their timetable. Not gurus.
I hear that. But I know you because you're too smart to not know this.
Yeah, what?
This is not how they had it planned. And this is why they're getting ripped. This is not how you wanted it.
Yeah, you're right. And a lot of things in life don't go the way you want it. And you know what you do? You adjust. And that's what the Niners
maybe are
doing.
But you got to have some closure.
No, you don't.
What do you mean?
You don't need it now. Why do you need it now?
I got a game to prepare for.
You, again,
oh my gosh,
again, you're under your own impression that they must be back for game one. You don't know that that's how the 49ers feel.
But you can't play with fate and trick off, oh, we'll get him in here week two. He ain't been in pad. That's when you're asking for stuff.
The point
karma
is,
comes quick, man.
The point is you're not going into the season with him not playing saying, well, we'll just get him back for week two. No, you're going into the season because you drew a line that said, we are not paying you $30 million, so you're playing on 14 or you're not. And if you're not, we're moving forward without you. We have no choice.
Wow. And Evan said it, and I hope I'm wrong. We have watched an explosion 4th of July for wide receivers, not named Justin Jefferson, prior to him getting his bag, get their deal, and we're like, okay, that's probably, this is the thing to get the Aiyuk situation moving. We'll get closure. And this CD Lamb news setting a record for the most guaranteed money by non-quarterback, Steiny, is big. But I hope I'm wrong. I don't think this impacts him. Like, I really hope I'm wrong. Like, by tonight, we hear some news. But if they're telling you months ago you're not worth that number, okay, CD got paid. Nice for him. We still don't believe you're this to us.
He's not.
Yeah.
Those are facts.
So that would be this Lamb is not good news for him.
I don't think it matters one way or the other.
Well, it does, because it's dominoes, but it hasn't worked in his favor all offseason.
What I'm saying is we have no idea if CeeDee Lamb signing today, which he did, impacts Aiyuk at all. The 49ers, if I'm the 49ers, you're right. I'm like, okay, so?
And I hope I'm wrong. That's how I think they're thinking.
Well, oh, CD got this, so now we're gonna give you more than we were going to give you 2 days ago?
Yeah, no, I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah, that's
why is Ernie Chavez saying, Daryl, most signing bonus money not guaranteed? Okay. I'm just telling you, CeeDee Lamb set a record, non-quarterback with guaranteed money. Ernie, that's my guy.
That's right, Evan.
Why would you? Wow.
No, well, he got the most signing bonus money. It's $38 million.
Yeah.
Jefferson's previous high was 36.9.
Ernie, so it's for receivers.
Non-quarterback. That's what I just said.
Non-quarterback. What'd Bosa get?
Wide receivers. But Bosa got $50 million in a signing bonus.
Gotcha. It's 125.
Too short segment next.
Yeah. And then we got Dibs and Willard. How you feeling about them?
How'd it go last week? I did think about it. That's what they're doing their thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right.
I mean, it was fine. I
didn't come up, huh?
Not really.
Wow.
Evan, I mean.
Oh, that bone. I got a bone to pick with
Evan was great. Evan was just.
He's always great.
Yeah, he was
great. But this, what I'm about to bring up, he wasn't great. And I think you're unaware of it.
Oh, well, damn it.
You got a hairy mouth. This hurt me.
You better hope he's in a good mood.
That's my little brother. He can't. Come on now.
Yeah, you better hope he's in a good mood.
Yeah, and I'm glad Goose back.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see.
Until next segment. But
well,
it's not. And Steiny just let it go unnoticed. I was like, I'm all the way in Carolina. I couldn't believe this. I'll tell you on the other side, Steiny.
All right. You can tell us on the other side. Guru's going to tell us on the other side why he's mad at Evan. And apparently he's going to.
No, disappointed. Not mad. Disappointed.
Air him out. That's what's coming up next. Guru is going to air out Evan on 95.7 The Game.
Can't do it.
Yeah, I miss Guru, but you're
now
also
back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Play it again for
somebody. Miss me? Evan?
Yeah, I miss Guru, but you're also good.
Wow. Oh, boy.
How about the one caller last week, Evan, that said, I mean, it's obvious Steiny misses Guru.
Yeah, he wasn't lying.
I didn't hear that.
Well, I didn't know how to respond to that. Yeah, I really
so just
do.
Crickets?
No,
tell him the truth.
Oh, I really do miss Guru. I'm with this guy, Evan.
Hey, real quick, I know it's a too short segment. My first one in the week. A little trivia for you and Evan with some game show music. It'll be quick. With the CeeDee Lamb signing, This has been the blank number of receivers to get new contracts this offseason.
Seven.
All right, Evan?
5.
11. CeeDee Lamb was the 11th receiver to get a new deal. You want to hear them all?
Give them to me.
CeeDee Lamb, Justin Jefferson, DJ Moore, St. Brown, AJ Brown, Jalen Waddle, Nico Collins, Devontae Smith, Michael Pittman, Calvin Ridley, and your Jerry Jeudy. And two remaining, Ja'Marr Chase and Brandon. Let me guess, he's waiting on Ja'Marr Chase, Brandon Ayuk. Like, good God, 11. That's all.
And he's about. How many good those guys were better are better than him?
I'd say half.
Seven?
Yeah.
Seven or eight?
No more.
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
All right, so I'm in a hotel room late night at the Marriott, North Carolina, thinking about you guys, but I couldn't get to the Odyssey app. And I follow Evan on IG. I'm really, truly his big brother and one of his biggest fans. So it's at E. Giddings on sports. So every time he fills in or he's on the mic weekends, he uploads his videos of something he said.
Sure.
So the I'm by myself. The kids went somewhere else. So my phone is just glaring because I keep it on brightness. So when I look at this video on IG and it hits me, it hit me in a different way. Like
cardiac muscle?
No, like I'm in a theater or a dome, like watching a show. And it's my man Evan, my little brother. So naturally, the first thing I look for is Steiny and Guru on the clip of what he said it to show, because he's in front of a mic. And Steiny, all you got, Evan, was Aru up at the top like he'd been kidnapped or something happened with the camera. So there was no sign of you and I. And it ain't about me, but I look like that's Evan. But then I'm like, where is Steiny? And Evan, what you said was phenomenal.
No, you're lovely. Oh, but my goodness.
The way I felt like you were ashamed of me and Steiny. Steiny, I almost sent it to you, but it was too late. Evan, I go, Evan is not sloppy. He never. And I said, for the first time, he's branching away from us, Steiny. He wanted nothing to do with us because there was no, you would have never known where he was at. And Evan, it hurt me to where I threw the phone on the mattress, watched The Little Average Joe on Netflix, and then went back to it to be. And Steiny in the corner, he couldn't get out Guru all the way. So all you saw was RU. And I said, Evan, this was the first time. He was ashamed of us, Evan.
So this wasn't his appearance with Dan Patrick?
No. You got to go through his reels.
Is it the one where he's sitting at the 95-7 the game and it looks like there's skeletons in back of him?
No, he's sitting in my seat talking to you, but you would have never known.
I don't see
it. First of all, Bob. So you are on social media, Steiny.
I'm on Instagram. IG.
No, wait. Hold on.
I never thought about that,
first and foremost. That's hilarious. So I can explain to you technically why I have to cut certain ways. But if we're being honest, the reason why it's cut that way is because I just wanted my face and not Steiny.
All right, there it is. He owned it. What can I say? He owned it. Steiny. But it was the first. I said, and he's a badass youngster. Hey, man, Greg. I said, he's moving on up, Steiny. That ain't cool. I was going to text you, but you would have just left it on unread. You wouldn't have touched it. Oh, man. I was not smoking.
Thanks for watching, Joe.
No doubt.
I don't know why I can't see it.
It probably happened days ago.
I made a different IG page.
Yeah. But Steiny, you would have thought he was in Desmond, Iowa somewhere. Like, it was not me and you. Kind of hurt a little bit. That's all.
Okay. You know what? You and I should have a talk about some of the stuff he's doing.
Okay, right.
We'll have a talk.
Can I come?
No.
Evan, sit this one out. Get in the game. Let's go, Steiny. Ayuk.
No, I'm done with
it. I'm getting
today.
To the car, and I'm telling you, I'm standing on business. That's my new one today, Evan. I do not believe this will get the wheels rolling for a resolution for Brandon, like the other 10 contracts from receivers.
I hope so. I also have an admission for you, though, because Steiny got mad at me for saying that Greensboro was lovely last week, when it is. And so I texted you about it, and you said it was great, and then you still wouldn't believe me.
Oh, Steiny, it was...
The question was whether it was humid.
Oh, it was the worst. You took a shower. Sac is dry heat. Give me 105 of Arizona and Sac, Evan. The dry heat is different. When you get out to shower, and as you get older, showers take longer. When you get out to shower And then you get to the car downstairs off the elevator.
Hey, oh boy.
I know you didn't mean to do this, but Goo, you just gave the point to Steiny.
Yeah. Here's another point about to come my way. Since we haven't seen each other in about a week, Giants going to win a playoff series this year?
We could talk about Robbie Ray, who was dealing yesterday.
Yeah.
Friday's blown. They got five runs. I have nothing for. I'm gonna say no.
Goo. All they need to go is 20-10 over their last 30.
I'm going Steiny. Steiny. Why would you think they're going 20-10 when they've been 500 through 100 and some games?
132 games. They're 66-66.
It ain't.
If they go 20-10 and the Braves go 16-16, actually, the Braves will have to go 15-17.
That's like you saying if you got the six lotto numbers, your life would change.
Well, that's the way you
talk
about sports.
And I need to take care of you on the Solaire bit next time we get to the cafeteria.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
I forgot all about that one.
Jesus Christ. Boy. I don't think Melvin is going to survive if there were really the Johnson family, the bosses to Farhan really gave a damn. So that's where I'm at with this John. I'm not mad at the players. I ain't mad at Melvin.
You
don't agree with his decision, Steiny. But
which
why
one?
Did he let your boy, Rogers, sit in there Friday night and just, what was he doing? Oh, let him get eight hits and four runs, then I'll go pull him. Dude, that's...
He explained it. I don't know if you heard the...
Excuses are like Norman said it. I can't say it on air. You know what I mean?
It's we not all an got excuse. Them. He didn't make an excuse. He offered an explanation.
But it's too late. What's done is done.
Evan, help me here because you're the pitching expert.
Oh, now he's an expert. Earlier you told him
he was an expert all last
pitching.
Week. Too.
Wait. So this is the funny part. I don't know which decision you're trying to defend right now. There's been too many in the last week.
When Tyler
Friday night
Rogers
5-1
gave up three straight hits.
I think it was six.
It was six, but it was three to start. And at that point,
Gushevsky, take him out. Yeah, go get him, Bo Mill.
Literally any decision he's made in the last month, I don't care if it was defensible or not, it hasn't worked.
And he leads the league in the cutthroat thing. He's begging and he's using the, review it. And he just does the, looks naughty, kill. Like, Josh used to have a little luck in that bottle.
Like the guy at the Oscars with that meme. Who's that actor? It's, what's his name? He plays in Moneyball.
That's a great one.
So, Jonah Hill?
Jonah Hill, when Jonah Hill goes like that.
Steiny peeping, man.
Cut it. All
That's
right.
a great one.
Coming up on the other side, we've got Willard and Dibs, and it's been a little while
since... my guys.
Yeah. What's coming up next on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of foot... You know what we're doing here? We're celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. That segment also brought to you by Robert Half.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.